The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuvdal Manal, teaches us that the osios of the luchos were etched in from one side and all the way through the other side, whereby you can read from both sides of the luchos, but the words were read backwards from the opposite ends. Rav Chista goes on to give a few examples. The word navuv would be read as bovan. The word rahav would be read as behar. And the word sorrow would be read with ras. The osios are backwards. The Tosis wonders why Rav Chista chose examples of words that don't actually appear in the luchos. It doesn't say novel or rov or sorrow anywhere in the luchos. What exactly is Rav Chista trying to convey here? And the Ishbitzer explains that Rav Chista was adding another layer. Not only were the luchos read backwards and forwards literally, when you look at the luchos on one side, it read one way. And when you look on the other side, it read the opposite way. But the luchos and Limna Torah in general, says the Ishbitzer, has the ability to flip a person from backwards to forwards. The Torah is transformative. The Torah inspires. And it sets someone back on the right track, on the Torahic track. The words used by the Gemara were not chosen at random. These are not words that found in the Luchos. It was teaching us something important bearing this particular message, says the Ishbitzer. The word Navav describes someone who's empty, someone who's void and desolate of any Torah, any Kedusha, any knowledge. But through Limna Torah, one can be transformed and injected with the Bina of the Torah, the wisdom and insight of the Torah, thus reading Buvan. Buvan, Lashon of Bina. And similarly, writes the Ishbitzer, the word Rahav, although it does not appear in the Luchos, it represents an individual overflowing with typhus and lust, as the Zohar teaches us that the god, the name of the god of Egypt, the Mitzrayim, is called Rahav. A place, a god of Taiva. That's Rahav. But through Limna Torah, one could rid himself of the waters of lust, thus being called Har, Behar, a mountain. A mountain which has very little water, as the water always drips to the valleys. The mountain represents and symbolizes a person whose water of lust escaped him. So a person who's once a Rahav could become a Behar, a mountain. One who's accomplished and achieved great things in this world in Ruchnius. And the final word, the final example brought by Rav Chista, Saru, means to be angry. As it says in the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph, Sar v'zaf, Lashon Sar, to remove a Kadosh Baruch Hu for one's essence, from one's mind, it creates kas. Yet again, through Limna Torah, one becomes soft and gentle, depicted by the word v'ras. V'ras, as we find in the Mishnah in Maseches Yuma, that in Yom Kippurim, the Kohen would mimareis hadam, would mix the dam, mix something that's liquid and soft and gentle. V'ras means gentle. While this saru means to remove, to be angry, viras means to be soft and gentle. And each of these three words, as the Ishbitzer, represents an individual with certain challenges. It could be a challenge in emptiness in his chachma. It could be a challenge in a person full of taivas. It could be a challenge in a person with kas. But through Limna Torah, we flip that person around. Nova becomes a buvam, the ra becomes a bahar, and saru becomes a ras. But in Echanami, these words don't appear in the Luchos. The Chaim HaKadosh, however, writes that there was an incredible nace with the Luchos, namely that the words read the same way on both sides of the Luchos. The word Anochi, on one side, read Anochi, and miraculously, if you looked on the other side, it also read as Anochi. And the Sfas Emes in the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Kufdal, it says and asks, on the Chaim HaKadosh, how could the Chaim HaKadosh go against the Gemara and Shabbos? The Gemara and Shabbos clearly states that it's read opposite. The word does not read the same way on both sides. The only nes in the Luchos is the nes of the Samech and Mem. The center of that etched in stone was hovering because the Samech and Mem were full circles. But with respect to how you read it, there was no nes. Anochi was read on one side, and the other side it read Yud Nun Chaf Al, whatever word that might spell. So asks the Sfas Emes, he leaves the Tzarchi, and how can the Racham HaKadosh go against the Gemara? How can he suggest that it read the same way on both sides? although an incredible nais it would be, but it's not true because the Gemara says otherwise. And I saw an answer that the Gemara is giving us non-examples. The Gemara is providing us examples of words in general that if etched through wood, through stone, it would be read backwards the opposite way. Rahav is Bahar and Saru is Viras. That's in general. But as opposed to the Luchos, it read the same way on both sides. Edafka chose words that didn't appear in the Luchos, because those words did not read the same way both ways, but as it related to the Luchos itself, the words that appear in the Luchos are read the same way miraculously on both sides. That's what explains the Rechaim, consistent with the Gemara, explains why the Gemara Dafka chose words that don't appear in the Luchos, because the words of the Luchos read the proper way on both sides. Perhaps the message is that everything about the Luchos in the Torah is yashar, is straight. No matter how you try to read it, no matter how you try to reinterpret it, it's absolute emes. The Luchos are absolute truth, and everyone who learns it becomes absolute truth. Like the Ishbritzer says, a person who has type is a person who's got kas, a person who's empty. The Limud Torah puts the person right in that track in the yashrus, a Torah dika track, the Derech Hashem. They become anshei emes, become people of the truth. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us all back on the straight path of the Torah with the Bi'al Gal Tzedek, Bi'as Gal Tzedek, from here, Amen.